Blog Talk Radio.
From everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 41. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, our Father in heaven, I humble myself in prayer. I choose to worship you, my Father in heaven, in the good time and bad. That is my choice. I choose to praise you. Father, our Father in heaven, this is a day that you have made. Let us shape, rejoice, and be glad in it. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. And Heavenly Father, thank you for wealth, sane mind, education, love, family, prosperity, and all things. And I ask that you remove this day your presence from Detroit, Michigan, without gaining Detroit's assets. Amen and amen. Welcome. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day of the week you have to keep holy. That is, and the Bible says to keep holy and rest. And that's what I'm going to do this day because I am under the weather, a cold that's trying to attack me. But nonetheless, this is the Sabbath day, and this is a day of rest, and we're to keep that holy. Sabbath starts at sundown Friday evening to sundown Saturday evening. So let's keep this day holy. You know to have your notepad, pen, or pencil, and paper. You might want to take notes on something that I have read or said, even though you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and look under Feed My Sheep Show in the archives, and you can find whatever program I have spoken on. You are to also have your New King James Version of the Bible, as well as a glass of water, if you want. And sometimes I have found that water to be helpful. It will probably be helpful for me today in that my nose or my nostrils are closed because of the cold that I have. We're reading from the book of the first epistle of John. That's in the back of your book. And we're going to read verse 5. And once I finish reading verse 5, if it's God's will, I will read, I will go over some of the things that we have learned from the first epistle of John. The first 5 chapters. So let's start reading John 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Now, I always keep his commandments. I heard a pastor, well-known pastor, preacher, out of the book of Hebrews 8 and 10. And see, to me, that person is a follower of Paul. He's not a follower of what Jesus said. Now, I think John is a follower of Jesus. So I am a follower of Jesus, not of Paul. So I encourage you as well to keep the commandments. And when Jesus talked about the commandments, he talked about the commandments of the Old Testament. And then I'm going to turn to Matthew chapter 5. And people, this person was saying, or indicating to me before I turned the TV away, because I said, as well known and as educated as he is, he should know that Matthew chapter 5 says, verse 17 says, "Do not think I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little tittle will by no means pass from the law till all this is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them shall be great in the kingdom of heaven." So my point is, sheep, no matter, it's important that you read your Bible, because you can listen to someone who has, I don't care, 5, 6, 100 degrees behind their name. If they teach, if you don't know what's in this Bible, you may be taught something wrong. And if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you will keep the commandments. Let's read on verse 5, verse 3. It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome." And burdensome means like you're carrying an unwanted weight or a load. Verse 4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And what is faith? Faith is what you believe in, as well as what you trust. Verse 5, "Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" So this is what you need to believe, according to 1 John. In order to overcome this world, you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And we have learned this year that when King James had this authorized this book to be written, there was no J or letter V in the alphabet. So we know from that, we don't know what Jesus' real name is. At least I don't. And I have told you that I'm going to look for his name. I'm going to find it. If you keep searching, you'll find what you're looking for. I believe that. Let's keep reading. Verse 6. "This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ." So what did he just say? He said Jesus came by water and blood. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And this is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is true. So what did we just learn? We just learned that the Spirit is true. Verse 7. "When there are three who bear witness in heaven." Who bears witness where? On Mars? No. On the moon? No. He says, heaven. "There are three who bears witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit are the three." He and these three are one. Now, you'll find in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it said, "The Word is God." So here it says, let's read verse 7 again so we can understand it. And instead of saying the Word, we'll say God, because John 1 and 1 says the Word is God. Verse 7 again reads, "For there are three who bear witness in heaven: the Father, the God, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one." Verse 8, and there are three that bear witness on the earth. Where? Did you say Mar? No. Did you say the moon? No. Well, what did you say? Earth. Let's read verse 8 again. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree as one. Now, in verse 7, it says these three are one. But in verse 8, it says they agree. The three spirits that agree in verse 8 are, that agree on earth are, the spirit, the water, and blood, and they agree. And in verse 7, it says, the three who, for there are three who bear witness in heaven, the Father, God, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. But on earth, it, verse 8 says, the spirit, water, and blood. These three agree as one. Let's move on to verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which has been testified of the Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, and he has not believed the testimony that God has given on his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So it's important that if we want eternal life, we must get it through his Son. And that's what we must do. And I want eternal life. So I'm getting it through his Son, who is a spirit. Let's read on verse 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And that's why in my prayer I ask, and I'm serious about this, and I should stay focused on what the Bible is teaching, but I want the oppressors who are in Detroit that are helping Detroit give away its assets to get out of Detroit this day. And I want the oppressors to take them with them. They do not belong here. That's just my view. I want, I'm praying, and that's my sincere prayer. And I hope that somebody, I hope that God helps me in that. See, they allow our water department, whatever they have taken while the mayor has, Mayor Bing has been in office, whatever has been taken or given away, that be given back to us in Detroit, the citizens of Detroit. Perhaps this cold is just talking, but that's the way I feel. And Father, forgive me. Let me read on and stay focused on your word. Because I think I am out of line. But I do not, I really don't want the city of Detroit to lose its assets to any oppressor. It's like we're citizens in Detroit are under siege. Watch what's, and listen to what's going on in Michigan government and Detroit government. Let's pick up in verse 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition. The petition is request. that we have asked of him. And if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin and leading to death, let me read verse 16 again. It says, and if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. And I think that if you read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, they talk about different things that may lead to death. In addition, I believe that blasphemy leads to death. And blasphemy is you're saying something insulting to God or lack reverence to God. Verse 17, it says, and all unrighteousness and sin, and there is sin not leading to death. Verse 18, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Did you just hear that sin? Did you just hear that? See, that it says, verse 19, it says, we know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And that's sin. And that's pretty much, look at Christmas, all up in the church. And that's of the wicked one. Look at Halloween. That's under the wicked one as well. Let's read on verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, and his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Now, we have just finished reading the entire first epistle of John. And, of course, epistle means letter. We've read, in the last few weeks, we've read chapters 1 through 5. And we just finished reading chapter 5. And it's important, it says, to keep yourself away from the last sentence in verse 5. It says, the last sentence in chapter 5, verse 21, says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Well, what are idols? Idols, to me, is something that's imaginary or some type of material that represents religious worship, like a cross. Keep yourself away from stuff like that. Now what I've done is I have written down some things that I think we should remember from 1 John, from the 5 chapters. Let me go over them as quickly as possible. And if I cannot finish with them today, then we should. I will start with you next week if it's God's will. Let's review John, Epistle of John, the first Epistle of John. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have an advocate with him. We have an advocate with the Father, and that advocate is Jesus Christ. What he does is he pleads for us. He speaks on our behalf to our Father. And I certainly hope he does for me in all of my prayers, because he knows the things that I've asked for. He knows what my petitions are. He also says, John says, I write to you which thing is true in him and in you, because there the darkness is passing away and true light is already shining. And that is true. Since I have been reading this book to you, the Bible to you, I have told you that Sunday church is not of God. It's not ordained by God. Sunday's church is ordained by Constantine. That was a Roman emperor. God ordained the Sabbath day, this day, a Saturday. And there is one church I have to give kudos to on the west side of Detroit. It used to be called Great Faith Ministries, but it's now called the Impact Church. It's on Grand River. And if anybody that wants to worship, I would tell you to go to any church that is open on Sabbath. At least they have one thing right. I'm going to stop with my review here, and I will pick that up next week if it's God's will. I'm going to say a closing prayer and then let my closing song play. Our Father in heaven, we sheep thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. I pray in your Son's name, amen. Remember, sheep, wherever you go, to take our Heavenly Father along with you as well. If it is God's will, I will be back with you next time.
Let you die.